Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, May 8th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Snapchat and the FTC reach a deal, and Amazon expands its Sunday package delivery service. Those stories and more coming up.
Squarespace, the easiest way to create an exceptional website. Squarespace provides everything you need to create a beautiful website for you or your business, including trendy designs and unique styles. And you don't have to worry about getting stuck along the way. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free, and when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
The mobile messaging app developer Snapchat has agreed to settle Federal Trade Commission charges that it deceived consumers about the disappearing nature of the messages sent through its service. The FTC said Snapchat also is settling commission charges that it misrepresented its data collection practices and didn't employ reasonable security measures to protect users' personal information. Seven-day delivery will be available to more Amazon customers. The online superstore is expanding its Sunday package delivery service to 15 additional cities. Amazon launched the service late last year in New York and Los Angeles as part of a deal with the Postal Service. Dish Network says first quarter profit fell 18%. The satellite television provider's higher expenses offset a rise in revenue. The company added about 53,000 net broadband subscribers in the quarter versus additions of 66,000 in the previous year's quarter. Staples and a technology partner will start introducing consumers and small business owners to 3D printing. The first venture for the office supply chain and 3D systems will be to open 3D printing experience centers in New York and Los Angeles. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fare today.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population. And good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
A mixed bag on Wall Street today. The Nasdaq fell 16 at 40.51. The Dow was up 32 at 16,550. The S&P fell 2 points. Shares of Twitter were up 4% after Morgan Stanley analyst Jordan Monahan upgraded the stock to equal weight from underweight. Shares of Yelp were up about 1%, also on an upbeat review from Morgan Stanley. Priceline Group shares fell 2% after the online travel booking site posted first quarter earnings that rose above forecasts but provided a downbeat outlook for the current quarter. SanDisk up about 2%. Its board has approved a 33% increase in the company's quarterly dividend payment. Again, the Nasdaq down 16, the Dow up 32. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.